The experiment is very simple and is concealed under the wooden cover in front of you. You're in private, in a comfortable room, isolated from the outside. The air has a faint smell of delighted sensuality, and your body responds. Arousal finds its way out of your body in the simplest route available. You feel your body growing more productive, more capable. Blood flow expands vessels, and pleasure is so easy. Even rubbing your legs together, shifting in your seat, adjusting yourself, or letting a hand slide onto your inner thigh. All of it is too much. More than enough. Enough to have you teetering on the edge of the edge. You could edge. You could touch. Oh no. This is the time to focus on the experiment, the goal of the day. There are designs on the outside of the box, which is smooth, polished wood, and waiting to be lifted. You don't just yet. You look at the contours, each and every one tracing in a circle, then flowing upward across the surface, tracing them, following how the dappled sunlight through the window touches them. This shed is a special place. This was built here in order to enable the local magic field to be tested. There are other rooms attached to this one, and gardens as well as tracks and trails. It was from trails and rooms around here that the things underneath the wooden covering have been obtained, and you will reach for them. You will use them for pleasure. Before doing so, you comport your mind into a state of readiness and take the blindfold from your lap. The chair you are on is comfortable, and it reclines. There are towels within reach where you can easily get them, and you are in complete privacy. Once your vision is sealed off, you come to terms with what is about to happen. The creatures only allow climax when one is at the maximum possible stage of waiting. When climax is the only thing you can think about. When orgasm is the only thing you need. When staying still is the only thing keeping you from coming. The experience of squirting continuously, of every potential wave of pleasure inside of you being emptied out along with the emotions and thoughts attached to them. This is what waits in your future. And it is unavoidable. An energy, an emotion, an experience arises from the box, floats in the air, the warm smell of sex, the pheromonal urge for release invades your mind and flows between your legs. From between your legs, it might go anywhere. The pleasure might go anywhere. Your attention might go anywhere. The only possible escape will be out of your hands and in the hands of the experimental creature instead. And the magical field which fills this space is changing the creatures, changing their color, and by some accounts, changing their effect. Mind-altering patterns, substances, transformative influences flaring out of mere tiny contacts with these beasts. Your job today, at the behest of the local witch, is to make sure that the effects are consistent from one creature to the next. They are highly adaptable creatures, and of course, anyone might use any tactic. So the goal is to see, without you knowing, seeing or reacting externally, just what effects differ from color to color. Other experiments have been run, and you are here to fulfill and log the details to see if they accord with the existing ones. You will return as many days as it takes to catalog all of the creatures and experience their powerful pleasure. In turn, this will feed the creatures, enabling them to produce more of themselves and fulfilling their hungers day by day as you go. There is a lot of power flowing through the area, and that natural magic is being absorbed to make you more and more aroused. So the longer you wait, the closer to the edge you will be starting the experiment. Hands moving as though controlled by an outside force. Perhaps the power of the experiment itself, or the witch you reach out, blindfolded, blank, and prepare to begin your ordeal.